Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Emmanuel today. That welcome is, of course, extended to those who are listening to the recording of the service later in the week, and also to quite a number of visitors and people who've come to Emmanuel and not come here for quite some time. It is wonderful to welcome you all. Please make yourselves known to us after the service. The service will proceed unannounced. That is on the basis that everyone has a copy of this Bethlehem carol sheet and a copy of a single-page order of service. There are copies of both in the chapel if anyone is missing either of those two vital items. We need a hymn book?
Yes, we do.
You also need the hardback blue hymn book as well. Apologies for that. After the service, if you go through either of these doors, we are serving tea and coffee and mince pies in the hall, and we also have our tradecraft stall there. Hopefully you will have picked up all other announcements in weekly news, but I will emphasize particularly tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, carols on the carpet, which is always a really joyful occasion. And of course, the service this time next Sunday morning on Christmas Day. I will now light the Christ candle, following which we shall have a brief moment of silence to prepare for our worship this morning.
Just before I say something, let me say something, please. And that is not to catch you by surprise towards the second half of the service while you're singing, "While Shepherds Watched, You Will Be Watched." That's the time that the offering will be taken during the singing of the hymn. So not to catch you by surprise. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, who is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
The bidding prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, let it be our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels. and in heart and mind, to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scriptures the story of the loving purpose of God brought to us by the Holy Child. But first, let us pray for the need of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all people, for unity within the church that he came to build, and especially for our own Old Town Partnership of Churches. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember, in his name, the poor, the helpless, the cold, the hungry and oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and little children. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but up upon another shore, and in the greater light, the multitude, which no one can number, whose hope was in the world made flesh, and with whom, in the Lord Jesus, we are one for evermore. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven, and in the words that Christ himself taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
On this day, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we bear witness to the light of Christ with all the faithful of every time and place, with Isaiah and Jeremiah, prophets of Israel. We await the promised salvation of the Lord and look for the coming of the one who will bring justice and righteousness to the earth. With John the Baptist calling from the wilderness, we cry, prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. With Mary, the mother of Jesus, we magnify the Lord, rejoicing in God our Saviour, for the Mighty One has done great things for us, and holy is God's name. With the writers of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, we tell the good news of Jesus Christ, the child of Bethlehem, who came to save us and is coming again to rule in glory. The Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, Alleluia.
Chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. Luke 2, beginning at the first verse. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
questions with an answer. Was it a stable or was it a cave? Did baby Jesus always behave? Never a whimper? Never a cry? Always contented as shepherds came by? And Mary and Joseph look oh so serene in every type of nativity scene. How many wise men? Were there just three? Or were there more? Don't ask me. There were those at the inns who mostly said no. You can't be certain of the facts, you know, because they get twisted, things get left out, and some bits are added to give the story more clout. Was there a star to guide men with their gifts? And what were those words from the angel's lips? It's hard to sort out what's right and what's wrong. But over the years, there's been many a song that tells this old story all ages along. There's so much to question and no real proof of what really happened under that roof of a stable or outhouse. Or was it a cave where a young girl gave birth to her firstborn babe? Ox and donkey. Were they there as well? We've mentioned the shepherds who on their knees fell. It's all a bit iffy. There's no proof, my dear. But then does it matter? The message is clear. That love came to earth in the form of a child who became man, not that meek and mild. His manner could sometimes upset those who heard, as what he said caused their lives to be stirred. It upset the norms and turned things upside down when at that first Christmas God's true love was shown. Christ came to earth, to the centre of life, with its wars and disasters, its troubles and strife. For us and for many, he showed us the way, through words and through actions, so we don't go astray. Let's always remember, when questions cause doubt, that Jesus reveals what life is about. So don't be concerned if you're not quite sure, because even Jesus has been there before.
You come back in my mind and my Continuing the words of the Gospel of Luke at verse 8. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing which has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. a poem by Peter Howard, entitled, quite simply, Shepherd. They say I'm old, that I should give up my flock, stay back with the women in the warm. They say the cold is bad for me, and I kin over hills to find a lost sheep, sitting up all night to nurse a lamb, are young men's jobs. When I tell my story, I see glances and disbelief. Yet none would dare deny my flocks the best kept in this region. My memory still sharp as winter wind. It was a night much like this. We huddled round the fire, passed a cup for warmth. I was the youngest then. Now the rest are gone. So when I die, there'll be no one left to remember. Each of us heard a voice that gave commands. Afterwards, well, we couldn't recall what words were said, but all agreed we'd been instructed to go somewhere for a reason we didn't quite understand. While it spoke, winter seemed to withdraw, and it was spring, though still cold, dark, and the wind blowing bitterly. When the voice stopped, we didn't like to catch our neighbour's eye. Each thought perhaps he should keep this to himself. But there was this burst of light that blinded us, as sunlight does when you come out of a dark cave into the morning. We had no doubt then. Packed up our things, and we went, without much talking, to where we'd been directed. At length, we stood and saw. Just for a moment, it occurred to me that it was me that had been chosen out of the whole world. Me to stand here and be a witness. Not kings, not lords, or the village mayor. But me, a warmth crept up on me like an August breeze or a woolen coat, or more like thin fingers trying to curl round me and drag me away. Then that was gone, and I knew my thought had been wrong. Despicable. So that's why I'll tend my sheep, welcome the bitterest nights, tell my story to anyone with half an ear, and one day, just one day, I will have atoned.
Let us pray. Yes, in the bleak midwinter, at this time of year, we have lots to consider and to pray about. For some, it is a difficult time, and for many, it is a time of great joy and excitement. As we grow older, our perspective changes, but the truth remains. Jesus came into this world at Christmas, a gift, a joy, hope, and love. Jesus Christ, born in a stable, be with the poor and homeless this Christmas time. Jesus Christ, born of Mary, be with young mothers across the world this Christmas time. Jesus Christ, visited by shepherds, be with all who have to work this Christmas and those who long to work. Jesus Christ, who became a refugee, be with those who fear for their lives and those who have left homes and families this Christmas. Amen. O Lord, war and violence has always been with us, but this year it has become so much more apparent to us, so much closer. We remember all affected directly and indirectly, those in Ukraine, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, Yemen, and Myanmar. We remember people who are oppressed around the globe, those in far-flung places that seem to be forever in the news, and those never in the news. We remember those nearer to home, some maybe even in our own town, who are abused and forgotten. O Lord, hear our prayer. Remember those who over the last few days have lost their lives, the children playing on the ice and the people crossing the channel in a rubber dinghy. We think of their friends and families and also of those who witnessed these tragedies. We think of those who are struggling with the cost of everyday living, those for whom Christmas is a reminder of what they cannot afford to buy or afford to give. We pray for those who spend time helping others in need, those who help to cook or supply a Christmas lunch for strangers, for those who help with debt counselling, for those who work or volunteer in food banks, and for those who share and those who are shared with. Give us generous hearts and opportunities to show the love of Jesus. We pray for those in authority, for those who hold on to power, for those who seek power, for those elected to powerful positions. May they be blessed with wisdom and love. For our government, both national and local, we ask for insight and humility. Give us the imagination to see how we too can positively affect the politics of our world. We pray for those who are unwell, for those who suffer physically, mentally, or emotionally. We pray for those whose days are long and lack the sparkle of Christmas. We pray for those who care for our sick and elderly every day of the year. We pray for those who are anxious and sad. For those who have lost their way or lost their loved ones. Show us the road ahead, be it hard as iron and covered with snow on snow. Shine the light of hope at our feet. Let the cherubim and seraphim throng the air. Fill our prayers with hope and love as we move towards the end of the year and the beginning of another, filled with problems, experiences, highs and lows, joys and sorrows, and most of all, opportunities to give you, Lord, our heart. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who makest us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of thy only Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as we joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our Judge, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Amen.
And as our service comes to an end, and the week approaching Christmas begins, with all we have heard and all that's been said, we go. May he who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you and those you love and the people of God everywhere, now and always. Amen.